Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim, you got, word is on the street here, a literal pat on the back from Mason Rudolph yesterday. Is this true?
The backside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not see it coming. I had no idea what was happening. And Jeff had a different view of it because he and a bunch of other guys are ready to talk to Chooks.
Okay.
Our good friend Chooks. And I was back by the, you know, to take it inside, we record, you plug into what's called the malt box, you know, that the sound is fed into that. So I was waiting to, you know, I had my back to the field, and all of a sudden, so I feel somebody, you know, hits me, and I look around and, hey, buddy, hole in one, whatever. And Mason Rudolph did pats me on the rear end and then runs away.
Mason Rudolph slapped you on the ass and ran away. Did anybody else grow keen to this conversation, and then you got applause or you got attaboys from someone else?
It's kind of embarrassing. From any of the Steelers?
Yes.
What, are you kidding me? No.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing that a guy who was a Big 12 quarterback, that's a backup, that was...
No, but
every contestant on The Bachelor is jealous of you right now.
That gave me big thumbs up over something I did as an athletic accomplishment, I'm embarrassed by.
I don't know. It was just kind of weird, you know, because it was, and I had no idea it was coming. I just looked around and going like, oh, hey, yeah, what's up? And that was it.
Okay.
And then, you know, so the other journalists, you know, people covering the team, I don't know how they felt about it, I knew that, you know, I heard about it for a little bit. That's okay.
That's all right. Well, none of them got a slap on the back.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, none of that. You know, is that is that violating any kind of
protocol? No, because he was at the outing. That's why. And he wanted to show everybody.
He sat next to me at dinner.
He wanted to show everybody he had a link with you. He was
That's
your guy.
That's the key here.
You know what? This still is, look, I don't think it's going to happen. What if he ends up being the next quarterback?
I was going to say.
And he ends up being real. This would be like Ron Cook and Ben. We'll have the Mason Rudolph show with Jim Colony, and me and Matt can go for a walk.
Yep. You and your buddy Mason.
Right.
If he turns out to be the starting quarterback and he's any good, that means they have to work for 7 more years.
Yeah.
I don't know
Carroll.
About that.
Pete
Favorite
Carroll.
Time of the week.
As always, Mason, stay healthy.
Right. You know,
how are you feeling?
It's my great pleasure. That's how you got to start. It's my great pleasure to talk to Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph show with Jim Colony.
The Jim Colony show with Mason Rudolph is more like it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Stop it. All right. Anyway, Pete Carroll spoke on a variety of topics. He spoke on the Steelers quarterback yesterday, said this.
He's amazing. I mean, when I addressed the team and talked to him about their, you know, the Steelers and all that, and we started talking about Ben, you know, everybody's watched him. It feels like their whole career. He's been around forever. And he's an iconic football player in the NFL. And he's still is using the field, the whole field. He's advanced his game in different ways over the years, and they spread the ball really well. They get rid of the football extremely quickly and cause a real problem for your pass rush. And he's making big plays as always. So we see him really the same that he's been with a little bit, you know, as the offense has been styled a little bit differently, that he's adapted really well to it and really commands it.
All right, you hear that man right there, and he talks about Ben. There are 5 NFL coaches who are clumped right together in terms of wins and in terms of years of service. You have Belichick and Andy Reid that have separated themselves in terms of wins. Then you have 5 guys, Carroll, Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, and Harbaugh, that are clumped all together. It's uncanny, though, with Tomlin and Peyton. Tomlin is 155, 89, and 1. Peyton, 155, 91, and 0. I mean, it's within a game for the most part. And then they both have 15 years of service, both 9 postseasons. Tomlin's 8-8 in the postseason. Peyton is 9-8. Carroll, though, is just ahead of those guys. He has more losses.
Yes, he does.
Right. That's what I want to get to. He's 158, 107, and 1. He's won a Super Bowl. All those guys that I mentioned, Carroll, Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, and Harbaugh have won that one Super Bowl, right? So those guys are all right there in that same vortex. Because of the decision at the goal line to not hand the football to Marshawn Lynch, this is a great debate. Can Pete Carroll be considered one of the true greats? Because in a huge moment of consequence, he chose what was so obviously the wrong decision. The argument I make is this, and I made this a little earlier today when we talked about it. If you're this great opera singer and you're on the biggest stage that you've ever been, and you're in Rome or you're in Vienna, you're wherever at a big opera house, and you have that huge opportunity, the biggest house you've ever sung in, and your voice cracks, all those other ones that you did in Melbourne or wherever, right, that had a little bit of a smaller house, and you go there and you're the biggest one and you screw up, are you still a great on that biggest stage? I struggle with it with Pete Carroll. He had the opportunity of his life and chose such the obvious wrong decision.
See, if that were indicative of his failings in the playoffs and in big games, more so than I look at it as an outlier of how his teams have performed in big games, I might be on board with you with saying he's not truly a great coach. But when I look at the track record and I look at his success over the years, and I look at that as an outlier, and I don't necessarily – I understand what you're saying. It does detract from his overall resume, but I still look at Pete Carroll and say, nah, that's a great coach.
Well, that certainly would separate him from that other, you know, the group of five, if you will, where their resumes are also similar with the one Super Bowl victory with all those guys.
Right.
And several have been there more than once. Well, more than once. In fact, have all of them been there more than once?
No, Peyton has not. Harbaugh has
anyway, that would obviously separate him from those
just
others.
Just Carroll and Tomlin have been there twice.
He's right. A great coach, but there's a difference because then you're great, and then you've got the all-time greats.
That's the lens at which to look at. He had an opportunity to put himself in with Belichick and Reed in terms of that other category, and of his own accord, he didn't choose that path. He chose to throw the football. Malcolm Butler chose to pick it off. And then, bang, history. He wrote history totally the wrong way when he had an opportunity. Now, one would think, could Marshawn Lynch have fumbled the ball? Could he have been stuffed a couple times? It was second down from the couple foot line. He's going to get in there. I don't want to sully Pete Carroll's name nor say he doesn't belong there. But I guess that's the best way to put it. He had a chance to separate himself from that second-tier pack. And not be part of that first tier, but not necessarily be part of the other guys either, and screwed it up royally.
Yeah. In that moment, though, I'm sure he's not thinking of it that way. He's thinking of the basic strategy of the game. Look, I'm not gonna absolve Pete Carroll or anyone in Seattle for that decision. It's still one of the worst in the history of the game. But I can look at him, and likewise, I can look at Mike Tomlin, I can look at Sean Payton, Harbaugh, even McCarthy, and say, all right, this is where I'll flip-flop just a little bit. Maybe they're not great. Maybe they're not truly NFL greats, but they're very good overall for it, when we look at the totality of NFL history. And for what is present in the NFL today, I still look at them as great coaches.
Is Harbaugh the best one of them because he's had the worst quarterback play over the time?
That's...
You know, I hate to put it in those terms here in Pittsburgh, but...
He's had two primary quarterbacks.
Right.
And Flacco was otherworldly for a stretch.
For 1 year?
For about 14 games.
Yeah.
Now, that's not my argument, but people will make that argument that of those guys, of Carroll, Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, and Harbaugh, Harbaugh has actually done the best job because he's had the least at quarterback.
It's hard to argue against by simply stacking up Joe Flacco against Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, and Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, it's hard to argue against that.
A friend of mine just texted me that very thing. He said, I think it's Harbaugh, and people just don't want to say it, and Pittsburgh is the best because the quarterback position is so important, and he's had the worst.
I will say this. If you made me choose from that group of five right now to coach one game in the postseason.
And everybody has the same 22
and everybody's
people.
Got the same roster. Uh-huh. I would take Harbaugh. I would take Harbaugh first.
Who would you take, Jim?
Man, I might too. I've always thought the thing that impressed me with Harbaugh was when basically he and it wasn't a bad team when he dumped Flacco in favor of Lamar Jackson. They turned things around.
He also dumped his offensive coordinator at one point, didn't he? Like, right, I mean, running
mid-season.
Down. Right.
That's a really good observation about Harbaugh getting not a bad rap, but not getting respect because of the team he coaches. And plus, his personality can be a little bit abrasive.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the guy at all.
Right.
But as a coach, if I got to choose from that handful of guys for one game in the postseason, I'm probably going with that guy.
Since this involves a little bit of a what-if in there, you know, like what if they'd handed it off to Marshawn Lynch and he'd scored, here's another what-if for you, okay? B.A. Okay, what if they win again? And then where does he rank? Because that would
give
him two Super Bowls.
He's 6-17 win percentage, so he's in with those guys. He simply has not coached enough games to accumulate those wins.
But what
he's two Super Bowls, he's the only guy. Him and Belichick are the only multi-Super Bowl guys coaching them.
Yeah, but they got Brady and all those, you know. But I think, you know, the stuff that you hear, the way that B.A., now that he's a head coach, and he
post-retirement
also won two Super Bowls as an assistant.
And you know what's a good test that I look at as I scroll through all these names on Football Reference is playoff wins versus number of years in the playoffs.
Right. Like Tomlin is 8-8 in the playoffs, right?
Right. He's been in the playoffs 9 years, but he's only won 8 games. You got to be at least as many wins in the playoffs as years you've been there, which Carroll is, I think, 11 playoff wins in 11 years. B.A., for example, if you go farther down the list, has only been to the playoffs as a head coach 3 times, I think, but has 5 wins. Okay, we'll give Tom Brady some credit for that, sure. But I think, you know, Jimmy Johnson is similar in that he had a shorter career but had more playoff wins than seasons he was in the playoffs.
The other part about B.A. is it was this time last year people were talking about it's never going to work with Tom Brady. You remember that? I mean, they were at odds.
Remember after
seemingly.
Week 1?
Right.
We thought the thing was going to go down in flames.
It's a great conversation. This is one. You put those guys in a clump. Carroll, Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, Harbaugh. And they are all, it is, again, uncanny. The amount of games is real close. It's within 20 games, pretty much, that they've all coached. The wins is right there. It's all close. The winning percentage is all coach.
At some point, does the no-losing seasons become almost an indictment of sorts? You know, when I maybe that's not the right way to put it.
No, it's just, it's the wrong goal to have up on the, you know, it's the, you don't put a banner up at Heinz Field for,
yeah, but that's organizational. That's not necessarily the head coach.
No, I understand that. But, you know, it always gets thrown back at you when you want to discuss some of Mike Tomlin's shortcomings. The no losing seasons always gets thrown back.
Doug Whaley texts and says, does Pete Carroll winning a national championship trump that because those other guys did? Now, granted, the other guys didn't have an opportunity.
They had a bigger budget there than
there we go.
Some of the other
there
pro
we go.
Teams did.
Good stuff from Jim.
Nice work right. by you.
Brian Baldinger joins. I think it's a great discussion, those guys. They're all – we are seeing – and are those guys truly great in NFL history? Are they very good? Is everybody looking up and going like, man, we can't catch Belichick and this is it? Was Belichick a big cheater? Is Andy Reid that great of a coach, though he's won that many games and only has one Super Bowl?
Right.
Or is Andy Reid a failure in some regards? You know, that's the other thing. He has won 240 games, almost 100 more than Carroll and almost 100 more than Peyton and Tomlin. And he got the same amount of Super Bowls.
I don't know. He took that Eagles team to a Super Bowl. And
right.
I mean, McNabb wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire.
I think it goes to show, if Belichick hadn't cheated, well, he probably wouldn't have won that much.
Right.
But his record is ridiculous. It is totally, he is eons ahead of everyone.
It's the Barry Bonds problem. He cheated,
right.
But you can't take him out of being the greatest ever at what he did just because he cheated, because he still probably would have been the greatest ever at what he did.
But then Cowher might have won 3.
There you go.
Oh, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.